Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Isley Brothers from the Wayback Machine, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Neil Hare. Neil is the president of Global Vision Communications, LLC. Give us the website, Neil.
Sure, that's globeviz.com, GLOBEVIZ.com.
All right.
Globeviz.com.
So check that out. Thank you, Neil. So Neil's been giving us a great report on some of the financial help that the government is trying to offer, Paycheck Protection Program, the one and now two is out. The one's closed out. Two has got some more life, a couple of more months that you can still apply. Go to a community bank, get that done. There's some other things out there. I want you to give us a report on something you've written about recently, Neil, and that's the employee retention credit. Tell us about how that works.
Sure. It's a bit complicated. You probably need to talk to your accountant about it, but they in a nutshell, you can now take a $14,000 per employee a credit either in advance of your payroll or take it off your payroll now in 2021. Last year, you could take the total of $5,000 per employee, but the problem was you couldn't get PPP and take this credit, so most people didn't take it. It wasn't better than PPP. Now you can do both, and I think if you got to look into it, it's a really great way to save quite a bit of money.
So again, even if you have taken PPP, you can apply for the employee retention credit, even though it's on the same payroll.
Right, exactly, and your payroll company should be able to just deduct it off your payroll, or there is a form where you can apply to the IRS in advance.
And because it's a credit, folks, it's not a deduction, it's a credit, it's real money, right?
It's real money, yes. You could actually get a check, assuming that they're not, I've heard they're really backed up on this, the IRS, so it may take a little while, but it's...
How does it work?
That's what they say, they'll send you a check. You calculate, it's 70% of what the payroll is of each employee, so that's up to $7,000 per month. And then you can take 2 months of that. You either take it out of their payroll, or excuse me, you go to your payroll provider. They will not pay those taxes for you, or you apply to the IRS and they send you a check in advance.
Hmm.
It's all based on the payroll taxes.
What triggers the credit?
You just take it.
Have to show some kind of a loss, some kind of a somebody didn't show. So how does it? I mean, it's not free money, right? You got to have some kind of a scenario that causes you to qualify.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to have been shut down at some point or impacted by COVID rules. Whether on the federal, state, or local level. And you have to show, 20% loss in those months due to those shutdowns. So yes, mm-hmm. There are a couple of triggers you got to look into to make sure you meet that requirement.
Do you also have to have made the payroll, right? If in other words, you made payroll while your business was harmed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You still have to continue to make payroll, just like PPP, Jim.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of based on you keeping people on the payroll.
The calculation is based on the payroll amount. So if you didn't make payroll, there's nothing to calculate.
That's right. That's right. So
the main thing, folks, is the good and the bad, right?
Right.
Well, the main thing is, folks, it's called employee retention credit. It's a real thing. It's potentially real money. It's not a deduction. It's a credit. That means dollar for dollar comes off of your accrues to as a benefit to you if you qualify. And of course, whoever's doing your payroll whether and if you're doing your own payroll, then you need to talk to an accountant. You need to talk to someone who can help you find out about this, because this is real cash that could come back to you. And if it comes back to you, I mean, that's it, right? There's no future forgiveness. It's not a loan. It's just a credit from the government, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. So it's a great program. If you qualify and you can figure it out, it is a great program.
So
let me add, Jim, there are a couple other grant programs that a lot of businesses aren't aware of. If you're a restaurant, there's $25 billion of grant money out there. And if you're a live entertainment venue, you know, live music or anything like that, there's $15 billion worth of grant money. Again, not loans, but grants. You just get the money and that's it. So you got to look into those two programs, too, if you're in those businesses.
Right. And those are, I mean, this is where the new law really isolates those verticals, the restaurants and the venues, the meeting properties, whatever you do. If whatever you did requires face to face, you probably fall under that grant somewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, no sector was harder hit than restaurants.
Right.
I mean, even now here in D.C., I think it's only up to 25% capacity. You know, inside and close at 10 o'clock. It's impossible to keep going like that for most restaurants. So they're really, there's a lot of state programs as well, local programs.
Close
a lot of money
at 10 o'clock.
Restaurants.
Close at 10 o'clock. Who knew the virus? Who knew the virus? Virus would ramp up after 10 o'clock. Right? Who knew that the virus would get meaner after 10 o'clock? It's amazing, isn't it? We'll take a quick break, folks. I know. Neil, I know sarcasm is a low form of wit, but it's so much fun. Tintail, right back to Neil Hare. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.